This is False and Defamatory, the impact of defamation and weaponized social media. Trigger warning. This podcast discusses topics related to emotional abuse, gaslighting, verbal abuse, threatening language, cyberbullying, intimidation tactics, and thoughts of self-harm, which may be triggering for some listeners. The content includes descriptions of manipulative behavior, psychological distress, body shaming, online harassment, and other forms of abusive behavior and emotional trauma. Please take care of yourself and consider your mental and emotional state before listening. If you need support or someone to talk to, please seek help from a trusted friend, family member, or mental health professional. Thank you for listening. We are now in January of 2021, and the posts on the public Reddit thread about the defendant just included some documents from the divorce case that were posted. To this day, I don't know how or where the user got those documents from. When I log in to see court documents from a family law case, I cannot see those documents. And so whoever obtained those documents has to have some other level of access besides just a public access. But regardless, they were posted. And among the comments, whenever the users on Reddit were discussing the latest developments, one user or a few users or something referenced this follower and said that they were geriatric or had dementia or something like that. And so this follower, who is someone that I knew personally, this follower is the one who made a post on October 30th of 2020 saying the fallen angel becomes the malignant devil or something to that effect. It's this follower. And so she has made a public Facebook post. It is a very long Facebook post, and I'm not going to read it in its entirety. I will link it in the episode notes. But the entire thing is about her being called geriatric, the comment that said she had dementia, and about ageism. And she goes into this very long post, and it's all directed as if I am the one who made the comments on Reddit. I didn't make those comments, but that's the defendant's false and defamatory narrative, is that I'm all of these users on Gomi and Reddit. So therefore, if anything is said there, that it comes from me. And this follower believes her and makes this entire post directing it towards me. Prior to this post being made and up until the entire trial was over, I did not have an account that commented on any Reddit forum whatsoever. As I've said previously, once the verdict and judgment were in my case, I did create an account on Reddit with my first and last name, Crystal Wrighton. And so any commentary that I have provided on Reddit is with that account. I have never commented on any forum anywhere on Reddit prior to making my Crystal Wrighton account after the verdict and judgment were in. And the post from this follower was on January the 13th of 2022. On January 18th of 2022, there was a legal filing called Joint Motion for Special Setting. When the defendant fired her attorney back in November, we knew there was a possibility or a likelihood that the trial would be moved, because it would be very difficult for a new attorney to be caught up to speed and be ready for trial in January, which is when the trial was set for at that time. And if we did push to try and go ahead and have the trial in January, it would have been likely that the opposing counsel would have objected that they didn't have enough time. So in an effort to avoid that, we went ahead and agreed that we would move the trial. However, this time, whenever we filed this motion, we were trying to get a special setting that said, no matter what, whenever this next trial date is set, that will be the trial date. And so that motion was filed on the 18th of January, and it was a joint motion. So all parties agreed to that special setting motion. A few days later, because it was a joint motion and there were no objections, the judge signed it into order. And that was on January the 24th of 2022. And when I say fire her attorney, this was the first attorney that she fired. And so during this joint motion for special setting, this is the second attorney that she had in the defamation case. Then on January the 26th of 2022, my attorneys filed my third amended petition in the lawsuit. And this was just to include some of these specific posts that the defendant had made. You tend to amend your petition throughout the legal process to include relevant facts before you go to trial. And so this modification was just to get some of those specific posts in the petition. On January the 28th of 2022, the subreddit community that discussed the defendant, called Blog Snark Uncensored, was removed from public view. And during that time, additionally, the thread discussing the defendant on Gomi was apparently set to members only. So it was hidden from public view as well. And the reason is because around this time, the defendant made her Instagram a private account. Prior to that, her Instagram was public and all of her posts were public. The owner of Gomi, Alice Wright, has a rule that on her website, you can only discuss public figures in public threads. And so because the defendant had been a public figure, but then made her thread private, apparently that warranted the owner to make her thread members only. At that point, once it was no longer visible to the public, my legal team lost visibility to anything that was being said or posted on Gomi, because not only do I not have an account on Gomi, but neither does my legal team who was capturing content for me in this lawsuit. So we don't know anything that was or was not said on Gomi after this date. Something interesting happened on January the 30th of 2022. My family and I have sort of a weekly tradition. On Sundays, we go to church, and then after church, we always go out as a family to lunch or brunch. And to avoid arguing, each week it's someone's turn to choose. On this particular day, it was my husband's day to choose, and he chose to go to a place near us in a nearby town. And when we got there, this place is pretty popular, and so we had a wait. And so while we were waiting, I noticed that there were some other people in the waiting area. And at one point, I looked over and realized that one of the people waiting was someone that I worked with prior with the defendant. This was the employee who I went to the last day that I was there and told them, hey, if you hear anything crazy after I leave, because I had personally witnessed the defendant do that with other prior employees, please just use your own brain and see if what is said about me sounds feasible, sounds like that was something that I would do. So I saw her, and she was there with her husband. I did not make eye contact with her, but I did email my attorneys and just say, FYI, I was in the same location as this woman. I did not speak to her because I just didn't know what would be said. At the time, I believe this woman still worked for the defendant. And so I was kind of waiting for me just happening to be at a place that this other employee was at would turn into something. And so I just wanted to alert my attorneys that that had happened and just kind of give them a heads up. Also on January the 30th of 2022, the defendant made an Instagram story.
My DMs are freaking bananas. I want to answer your questions. I really do. But I don't know how to answer your questions. Like, I just literally watched the same four stories that I recorded and played them back like 60 times. So I just don't know what I can say or not say. And I wish I could say every single thing. And so I've just been recording stuff and I'm going to save it because I don't know what to say. I don't really know what to say. I wish I could tell you everything. I do. But I don't know what I'm going to do yet. And I don't know what I can say or not say. I mean, I can say everything. I guess I just, oh God, this is just a crazy time in my life. And I don't know. It makes it hard to talk to you. It has made it hard to talk to you for 2 years, to tell you the truth, because I can't just say all the things. now I know miles more than I've ever known. Honestly, everybody else knew before me, and I probably knew what I needed to say a long time ago. I just was denying it in my head. Anyways, right now I have two houses. That's what I'll tell you. I own a home and I have another home. And I don't know if I'm going to go back to that other home. I can if I want to, and I just don't right now. So that's what I can tell you. I don't know. It sucks, you know? For 10 years, I could just tell y'all every single thing. For the last 2 years, it's been really difficult. And to know why now that it's so, so difficult is just disgusting. Anxiety all day. I usually only have anxiety when I talk to one person. And I can feel my heart start beating a little bit fast because it's hard to, like, conjure up things to say or think ahead of time. You know what I mean? Because I'm not like that with y'all. It's just like we keep it real all the time. I tell you all the things all the time. And so it's just very difficult because I'm just in a different season of my life where, I don't know, just things are just so difficult. But I'll tell you, I'm very, very happy right now. As difficult as things are, clarity and, oh my gosh, like I feel so safe and protected and calm and not anxious. And my kid tells me every day, like, things are so calm now, Mom. Like, I just feel so good. So I just want to continue that. I don't really have any answers.
So in this Instagram story, she is being pretty vague, but she has posted some things over the prior weeks where her followers are starting to ask questions. And potentially some of her followers have seen what has been shared on the public Reddit thread regarding their divorce and sort of the drama surrounding that. And so she's saying her DMs are crazy and how she wishes she could tell you everything. And the last 2 years have just been so hard because she can't tell you everything, which once again is maddening because that's all she does is talk about this and spread her false and defamatory narrative. She talks about that she has two houses and that she can go back to her other home if she wants to, but she doesn't know if she wants to. But currently she feels very calm and not anxious at all. And so all of this has been transpiring over the prior year and a half or so. And this is a very vague post. It's unclear whether she's talking about me or whether she's talking about her husband, because she is being so vague, but because she has been rehashing her campaign of lies now for months and months and months, a person of ordinary intelligence might assume that she is talking about me in this instance, but it's just unclear at this point. Then on January the 31st of 2022, the defendant has another live video. And at this time, she is having a big sale. So she will typically go live. This is typically when she talks about a lot of drama because she knows that it attracts viewers whenever she needs to sell something. So in this video, as has become a pattern, she is discussing the sale and also is discussing some drama to pull in more viewership.
I promise I will answer all of your questions about all the crazy shit in my life as soon as I can. I just cannot right now. And I want to, I promise, but I just cannot right now. Why did I move out of my house? Well, technically I didn't. You can tell you're happy. Good, because I definitely am. What, like 2 years probably it's been? Yeah. So, and the thing is, here's the thing. When you don't lie and you always tell the truth, you have nothing to worry about. It gives you this like weird sense of confidence because it doesn't matter what happens. Like if you always tell the truth, even if it makes you look bad, it's better to just be straight up with the truth than it is to like make up a bunch of stuff. And in my case, like I can remember every single thing. I can remember conversations very well. And I record my life so much and I have a bunch of girlfriends. So they all know, like, I don't know how to say all that. I can just remember everything, like verbatim, exact conversations. I can close my eyes, and I've always said it's like a Rolodex. I can close my eyes, and I can remember like exactly where I was when situations happened. It's loud up there. I can remember what people were wearing when we had conversations. I can remember all that stuff. So it's really came in handy this time around. And also, I will not give up. If I'm right and somebody says something otherwise, I will literally not quit. I don't care if I go flat broke. I don't care if I lose everything. I don't care. If I'm telling the truth, then I'm going to fight till the end. And so here I am. And it was worth it. I need a roadmap. 5 hours isn't so crazy. It's totally not, because I've had people drive way further. We know all the real. I know, it's crazy, right? Well, the thing is, like, if you think you're going nuts for so long and somebody else tells you you're crazy, like, at the end of the day, like, when I was talking to the police the other day, he's like, you need to know that this is going to, even my attorney is like, this is going to be a message for so many people who think that they are just going nuts and they're really not. I never listened to my gut because I thought, like, I knew better. But thing is, sometimes we don't know better and we need to listen to our gut.
That's right. No need to speculate, crazies. Also, who actually gives a shit about that? That's so weird, right? Okay. So, what was I saying before that?
I think it's so weird that people, like, get on the internet and talk about people's lives all day long. Like, get on my phone and let's chat. Don't go to some weird... I guess you can't now, but... So weird, right? I've never done that in my whole life. Like, I never commented on, like, a forum. I never have, like, logged in and said something mean about somebody else literally in my entire life. But that's okay, guys.
So, in these clips, the defendant starts out by saying how she wishes she could tell all the crazy things in her life, but she just can't right now. But she can, but she's just not going to. Then she says her famous line again, that as long as you're telling the truth and the truth never changes, you don't have to remember anything. And that because she's been telling the truth, that's why she has so much confidence. She also says... she can remember every single thing. And she says this frequently and how she just closes her eyes and it's like a Rolodex and she can remember everything. And then she says that she will not give up. So she is referencing, I guess, not giving up fighting back in the lawsuit. But once again, when you are the defendant in a lawsuit, you have to defend yourself. So she says this frequently and she's fighting back, like she's made a conscious decision to defend herself, when in reality, when you're the defendant in a lawsuit, you have to defend yourself. Otherwise, we could file a motion for summary judgment and then the judge could decide the result. She references again talking to the police the other day and her attorneys. This is something that she says frequently to add credibility, as if she is in contact with the police about this investigation. However, we know that the Bartonville police had already let her know that there have been no crimes committed. She has also talked to other law enforcement, where all they did was tell her that they were sorry. And then she goes outside. She has to go get her kid from school. And she talks about how she got a new car. No need to speculate, crazies. She is directly referencing some commentary that was on Reddit at that time, where people on Reddit were speculating about her car and whether or not she got a new one or something like that. So that is in direct response to that. And then she says, that's so weird that you would just follow along with someone and comment on their life. And then she says how she's never gotten on the internet and talked bad about anyone ever. Then on February the 3rd of 2022, we sent the defendant an amended deposition notice. Every time we would schedule the deposition, we would have to send an amended deposition notice with the updated date and time of the deposition. And so that was filed on February the 3rd, alerting her and alerting the court officially that her deposition would be taken on February the 15th of 22. Or at least that was the hope at this point, as it was with every single time we had to file an amended deposition notice prior to this point. Then on February the 4th, the defendant makes the following Instagram story.
My tip of the day, receiving stolen property is still crime, guys. Also, it's really weird when you suddenly become friends with somebody again after like years and then you have them help you do your dirty work. So weird. But remember, receiving stolen property is still a crime. Yeah. Can we make a sweater that says I may be going to hell, but you're going to prison? That's what I wanted to say. I'm not going to hell either. I'm going to heaven. As for anybody going to prison, we shall see. I don't know. Are you going to prison?
So in this Instagram story, she is implying that there has been some sort of crime committed with this stolen property narrative, and then also says she wants a shirt. I may be going to hell, but you're going to prison. Then she clarifies and says that she's not really going to hell. But at this point in time, she is getting a divorce. She has started to make innuendos towards her ex-husband, but the narrative is so similar with the getting the police involved and going to prison, that it's very difficult to determine who she's talking about now, because the narrative is almost identical to when she started talking about me. And so my legal team was capturing all of this, because at this point we knew that I hadn't received any stolen property. So I knew that that wasn't true about me, but I also didn't know if she was implying that that was about me because every single thing she said otherwise wasn't true about me also. So it was really confusing, but it was captured and turned over as discovery in this lawsuit. Then on February the 5th of 2022, the defendant makes a live video where she is discussing and rehashing her false and defamatory narrative. She is being somewhat vague and her followers comment and are asking questions because they know the narrative by this point.
What's it going to tell you? You know, the crazy thing about my life and the equally stupid thing is that these weirdos posted about my life for a long time on the internet, and for some reason you can't see it, and I didn't even ask for that. Turns out you can pray for something and then not do anything about it, and somehow the trash will take itself out. So what do you want to know? It's almost like, when do I tell you? Maybe I need to catch up on something first and then I'll tell you what's going on, I guess, because I gotta go see how much of it's already public. Psychopaths, literally crazy. Also, if I am the most exciting part of your day, guys, we need new friends. Okay, because I should be only like 25 minutes of your day at max. That is 100 stories times 15 seconds. Somebody do the math for me. How many minutes is that? 25 minutes, right? Plus a live video here and there. But otherwise, I don't know. I love my job. I love you people.
So in this clip, I just wanted to point out a couple of things. She is very hyped up that the public Reddit thread that discussed her is no longer in public view. And also the Gomi thread that discusses her is also not in public view. And so she's saying you can pray about something and then not do anything about it, and then the trash will take itself out. However, she's already claimed that she was able to get websites taken down. So once again, her narrative changes depending on the day. She also says that she wants to tell people things, but she wants to go and check and see how much of it's public so far before she shares everything. So it seems like she has figured out that some of the things that she thinks is considered inside information actually isn't, and that it is public. So she wants to go check what's public, and then she will say certain details so that she can try to catch somebody by giving details about her life that are not public yet. She also talks about how she shares 25 minutes of her day every day, 100 stories, and that Instagram only gives you 100 stories maximum, and that's 25 minutes. And then she also says in a live video here and there. So she has also claimed that she hasn't been able to get on the internet and that this is keeping her from doing her job and talking to her internet friends. But she just admits openly that she shares 100 stories a day and also throws live videos in there. So she's definitely not off of the internet like sometimes she says that she is. And there have been certain days where she has maxed out the stories on her main personal Instagram account, and then she will just jump to one of her other social media profiles and start making stories over there as well.
Honey, I'm here to be your friend. I'll not ask anything anymore. No, you can ask me whatever you want. Just some stuff I won't answer. Did he have anything to do with the girl or was it totally different reason? If you've done nothing wrong, then I'm pretty sure you can spill the truth. I'm pretty sure you should tell my attorney that. I say the same thing. Also, put yourself in my shoes for like 2 seconds. Like, if you were going through something crazy right now and you weren't allowed to talk about it and people were talking about your life freely on the internet, like, but under anonymous names and profiles and all that weird, like, would you want to tell somebody you don't know on the internet all of your business and like just pray that they knew? So, Jesus love you, don't be dumb. All I care about is you happy and safe. We are. Safe is like the key operative word, and happy, I could not be. This is like probably the happiest I've been. It's so weird because you're like, so like, I bawled my eyeballs out last night. Oh my God, I'm not even gonna die. I mean, like, I literally woke up, my eyes are all puffy today, like they're like this, so sad. And I, you know, it's like it comes and goes. It's like roller coaster all day long. Also, I want you to know we're cheering you on. You have an army of ladies who love you. And that's so important. Let me tell you what. No joke. I have been printing out like all the nice DMs from people. And we have like binders and binders. And I'm telling you, it is so, so important to be encouraging to other people. And not just for you guys to me, but me to you guys too. Because there was a time where like I didn't feel like I could be encouraging to anybody because I didn't have anything positive to say. Honestly, I was so miserable. I was so scared every day. I was so sad every day. like I was feeling like I was being terrorized every freaking day of my life. And I'm telling you, just to be where I am right now, where I don't have to take any medicine at all. There's nothing in my body at all. Like, it's so nice to be so calm and so happy when I'm just like in a different environment. So I'm slowly getting back to work, which means sharing my life with you guys, which is also equally difficult because I'm not supposed to tell you everything that's going on. And holy cow, I just want to like all of it and I can't. Okay. Listen, you got to stop saying negative, sis. Either be positive or hang up the video. It's just one of two choices. It's all you got to do. Okay. She 100% can and will tell all the things when she can and she's ready. And trust me, she's more than ready. Yes. My God. Literally, I talk about it every day. My mom is a family law attorney. I somewhat get what you're saying. It sucks. And tell her, like, when your job is to tell people about your life, it makes you feel so fake. Like, I would say, like, you know, you guys know, like, the last 2 years, I barely posted like I usually do. And especially for like the last 18 months. And it feels so fake to get on the internet and like, hey guys, what are you doing? And meanwhile, my life is a freaking crazy show behind the scenes. Trust me, I want to tell y'all all the things, but I've been writing it in a diary for I don't even know how long. And I'll be letting y'all see all that. No matter what, it's your story and we'll support you. Thank you so much. Sending you lots of prayers. The truth will come out and you'll go, oh girl.
So in this clip and in the clip prior, her followers are commenting things like, I want to hit a hussy for ya. All the speculation sucks, but I followed you since 2009. Another follower says, did you say anything about defendant's husband and the stalkers? Another follower, and she even brings this up in the video, says, I also want you to know we're cheering you on. You have an army of ladies who love you. And she says, that's so important. And so she often calls her followers her internet army and is very emboldened by the fact that she has so much support. Whenever the follower says, did her husband have anything to do with this? She just stops momentarily and stares into the camera. She doesn't say anything, but her staring into the camera is basically like giving a look like, well, yes, what do you think? Or something like that. And that's just speculation on my part, but she doesn't usually pause and stop and stare at the camera without there being a message behind it. There's also someone commenting on the video saying, I wouldn't be dumb enough to put my life on the internet, and is asking some other questions. And at one point, the defendant gets flustered with her and says, if you're going to keep making negative comments, like just hang up the video and put yourself in my shoes. Jesus loves you, but don't be dumb. And so she's annoyed with this commenter who is asking some questions or making some statements. And so she calls that person out on the video. She also references her binders. And so she has referenced her binders so many times before, claiming that there was evidence in them. And in this video, she says that she has printed out DMs, nice DMs from her followers, and has put them into binders. And so to this day, it's unclear what was in these alleged binders, but we know, at least by this video, that in some of the binders, at least, that there were printed out messages from the defendant's followers. None of the DMs from the defendant's followers were ever turned over. However, it is statistically likely that in her DMs, she was furthering her false and defamatory narrative. She says that she is slowly getting back to work and is finally being able to talk to her internet friends again. Once again, that is a claim that she makes, that she wasn't able to get on the internet because of these stalkers. But we are now in episode 21, reviewing footage and posts from the defendant. So there's really not a lot of truth to that because she hasn't stopped getting on the internet and talking about all of this since she started.
You know what? Everybody should be able to walk into a room and just everyone tell the truth. That's what I would love. I would love if everybody could just walk into a room and everybody just has to tell the truth. That's the only thing you're allowed to do, which you'd think it happened at court, but that is definitely not what happens. So I just pray that one day everybody has to walk into the room. And here's the best thing, because I've told y'all so much for so long, like it's a record of all the things that I've said, right? Well, when the story doesn't change, like one day my attorney was like, I don't mean this offensively, but like your story is so crazy, it can't not be true, honestly. And the fact that you have like binders back, it's just wild. But here's the thing. I love to talk to y'all. So everybody hears everything. So think that big house, while it was a dream, something you poured so much into, it might hold a lot of pain and triggers. Fresh start, lighter, new memories. You are the winner of the day. I was there all night tonight, and honestly, it did. It felt cold and hollow, and I don't just mean the temperature. There was a lot of bad things in that house. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's devastating to not have it going. Oh God, I don't want to talk about it. It's going to make me sad for sure.
I know it's just like a thing, you know, it's just a house, but I don't want to talk about that.
And I know, trust me, I know it's going to be so much better. Like, oh God, we have to talk about a different subject.
I'm literally just not ready yet, I don't think. Like, I'm trying to be my own hype girl every day, I promise. And, like, trying to tell myself, like, it's just a thing. Like, it doesn't matter. I can build another one. And, like, I'm going to, like, you know, I'm going to be more financially secure than I have ever even dreamed of in all the successes of my company and all the years. This will be so much bigger of a, I don't know. The house is worth, like, double what I paid for it. So, and that's great. But honestly, I'd give every fucking dollar back, honestly, to not have to do it at times 10. So I just don't want to talk about it. I'm definitely not in that place to be able to talk about it yet. Yeah, people are dumb. Do you feel like you'll be able to be free of all the chaos? I feel like my life is so not chaotic now. It's unbelievable. Like, the most exciting part of my day is I ran into my garage when I was backing out earlier, literally.
I like being positive, but I didn't like going through so much negative for so long and then not being able to tell y'all about it. And then not being able to be positive. I'm devastated that I have to go through this right now. I am absolutely devastated. But like my kid said, we are going to be in a position where we can do what's right and just. And we will be able to do so and not have to worry about working as much. And we can fight for other people who have been put in the situation that we have too. You know, if that gives you any insight. I don't know how to explain it. But I know my son, it's really important to both him and I. He said it a million times. That we help other people, that we turn our mess into a message. There you go. I just have to say, you still inspire me daily. Thanks, babe. Been your friend since 08. Manipulators are good at that. Make you question yourself. I want the graphic freaking novel. Oh, girl, I got videos. I got pictures. I got text messages. I got everything. Because here's the deal. I can't talk about everything right now. So instead, I video everything and I text message, like, I keep record of every single thing that's happening so that later on it's the same story. And I think that's what's helped me too in all this. Like, because when you bring to like the police or anybody what's happening to me right now, when you bring it to them, at first it sounds crazy. And then all it takes is like one little Google search. And then they saw like the crazy being written online and they were like, this is not normal. She's not a celebrity. They should not have, like, I have 25,000 followers on Instagram and my page is private. So there should be no way that there's like thousands of pages about me when I'm really not a mean person. Like, that's just the truth. I'm not. I'm sassy, but I'm not mean to other women. That's just like my MO. So people don't even talk about other people to me because they know that's like not my thing. So it just never made sense. But then whenever I felt like, oh my God, this is coming from like my own house. This is so weird. That's when I had to figure out a long time ago, like what way I'm going to go with this. Your 2022 goal. So my 2022 goal is to turn my mess into a message.
So at the beginning of this clip, she makes an interesting comment about how she wishes we could just all go in a room and everybody tell the truth, which whenever she has been served with a deposition notice, that is essentially the first part of everybody telling the truth, theoretically, because we have been trying to get her in a room to ask her questions since the summer, and it's currently February. So when she says, I wish we could all just go in a room and tell the truth, we've been trying to get her to do that for some time now. And she keeps delaying it. So that's a little bit frustrating to hear whenever she says that. She's also talking about her house and how it's so sad. And she gets really emotional because she is selling her house and she is convinced that she'll be able to build another one someday. But she's very, very, very torn up about having to sell her house. She also says that she loves being positive, but she's had to go through so much negative and she hasn't been able to talk about it. Once again, she says this all the time while she's talking about it. One of the followers commented and said that they wanted to read the graphic novel version of her story. And so she talks about how she has videos and pictures, seemingly all this proof of all of her claims, yet none of that was ever turned over in this lawsuit. Then she talks about how her entire goal is just to turn her mess into a message. And she references that her attorneys and police have told her that her message is just going to be so powerful one day and she is going to help so many people. By this point in time, the police have already told her that there is no criminal activity And she has actually even sent some emails that were turned over in the police report about her frustration with the police not doing anything. However, whenever she is on social media, her narrative is that the police believe her and they support her and they think that her situation will be a strong message for somebody one day.
Girl, I hate all this for you. Sounds more intense than a 3-part Lifetime movie. At the Apple store, they call me the Netflix lady. The making of a book, there'll be a message in there for someone. Look, I have write stickers on the back of my device so I can remember what's what. Okay, what do I need to feel supported? That's such a good question. I don't know. I like stuff like this, like where we can sit and talk and y'all can ask me questions. I can answer what I can answer and then not what I can't. I like the interaction. I love like the DMs with you guys. And it sounds so crazy because like I never let the positive things people say get to my head, but I also never let the negative things that I were on like some troll blog bother me either. And like I said, it only ever bothered me when I knew it was coming from inside my home and I could not figure out how. So, which, I mean, we figured that out like, what, 2 years ago? No, I guess October will be 2 years. So we figured that out a while ago. I just didn't know how extensive it was. And so now I am mind blown, but you know, we all are, God. What do you expect? When do you expect everything to be settled? I don't know. I mean, I would hope by the end of this year. It just depends, I guess. I don't know. The process of all this stuff just takes forever. It's like, why can't we all just go in a room and everybody tell the truth? It's like an actual Netflix series. Yes, I would agree. I'd love to have literally cleaned house. Like, literally. Oh my God, you ain't lying. First thing, will it make you feel like if you sell the house, it's like they won? No. No. Like, if that's somebody else, no, I never feel like that. No, honestly, me selling my house makes the story so much sadder, I think, and I hate that, and it just makes it so much more disgusting at the end of the day. But no, I'm not a kind of person that feels like somebody else won anything. Number one, like, to get $1 million in profit from a house, like, I mean, I'm really not losing, but also I would give back every dollar of that times 100 to not ever go through this again and to make sure nobody else went through this and to have had this never happen before. But I definitely, there's no winner in this situation, I promise. I didn't win anything. I learned a lot. And anybody on the other side, like, you're going to learn today. That's what Kevin Hart said. That. There's been a lot of times that I've gone through stuff where I just gave up and was like, fine, whatever, just get over it, just get past it, whatever, just leave me alone, you know, so I can move on and be positive. This is not one of those times. This is the time where I'm going to not give up. I'm going to do what's right. I don't care what it takes. Like, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to fight for what's right in the end of all this. How much longer do you think the crazy will be going on? Maybe, hopefully not longer than the end of the year, but I don't really know.
So in this clip, she talks about how at Apple, they call her the Netflix lady. She says this a lot because no matter where she goes, she seems to tell people her story. And so she says that people say that she should have her own Netflix series. And so she says that pretty frequently. She also said that she figured out in October, it'll be 2 years that she figured it out. She is referencing when she decided for herself to go to Gomi and read it. And then she decided within 5 seconds or 5 minutes or something that it had to be me because someone was using the term 11T billion, which is something that I would say when I was referencing a large number. Someone asks if she has to sell her house, will it feel like they, whoever they is, won? And she says no. And I wouldn't consider me getting $1 million in profit from my house losing. But she doesn't think that that means that anyone necessarily won. And then someone else says, when do you think the situation with the crazies will be over? And then she says, hopefully by the end of the year, but I really don't know. Once again, every single legal delay was due to the defendant, every single one. So to her followers, she is talking about how things just take forever and why can't we just all get in a room and tell the truth, and she hopes that it's over soon, but she is the one causing every single delay.
Was this deeper than just the two crazy girls Oh my God. Like, core to the earth deeper. Like, child's play. Golly. Yes. Do you know why it was happening? It's so mind-boggling. I do now, but I didn't then. And, like, the other part of it from the beginning was just, I don't know, it's so, there's so many layers to it. What did my friend told me today, like, when people get jealous of other people, they do crazy things. And then when people don't get what they feel like they should be getting, they do crazy things. But then some people, I don't know, it's hard to say. I don't really know. But also, I may never know. My brain doesn't function that way, so I don't know. But anyways, okay, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. We have to get off of here. I'm going to eat my donut and watch the rest of Joe Millionaire.
So in the beginning of this clip, one of her followers asks, did it go deeper than just the two crazies? And she says, oh my gosh, yes, to the core of the earth deeper. That was child's play. And so she is kind of setting up her narrative that we've already sort of seen in the court documents that were released on Reddit, where she is starting to blame her husband for the exact same things that she tried to say in the beginning that H and I did. She also talks about, she makes the statement, I knew in my heart the things that I was seeing and hearing were true. Once again, she still has provided no actual facts and she just believes it and then repeats it. And then she talks about how there are just so many layers and her friend was just saying that people who are jealous do crazy things and people that aren't getting what they think they should do crazy things. And then she has to get off the video because it is 2 in the morning. I would like to point out that there were over 200 viewers of this live video at 2 in the morning. So her followers are invested. They are dedicated. They want to hear what she has to say. And they have been conditioned to where if she's going to go live, she is going to give some information that they are interested in hearing because she does post so vaguely and they know that there's so much drama going on in her life. So they will tune in no matter the hour. Then on February the 7th of 2022, our revised scheduling order for the lawsuit was filed because we had filed the joint motion for the special setting and there is now a new trial date. Most of the other deadlines were also changed. And so because of the date change, we needed a new scheduling order for everyone to abide by. So that was filed on February the 7th of 2022. And at this point, the trial is now set for August the 22nd of 2022. Also on February the 7th of 2022, the defendant deactivated her business Facebook page for some unknown reason. And then she makes the following Instagram story.
Today's edition of What is Happening in My Life. This is crazy. We can mark one more thing off the list that I thought was happening. That is absolutely happening. Thank you for absolutely wonderful neighbors. And I guess some people's belief, like, here's the thing. If so far 10 out of the 10 things that I've said have all come to fruition and been correct, and 10 out of 10 things that the police said and 10 out of 10 things that everybody has said have all turned out to be, and what intonation would make you think that I'm bluffing? Because I am happy to. If this is not showing you that I am all in, okay, I don't know what else could, to be quite honest with you. I really don't. So, I mean, it does feel good to know that I was not wrong, but also I knew I wasn't wrong the whole time. So, like, when everybody hops on the ocean bandwagon, like I said it 2 years ago, but here we are. It's okay. So in other news, as far as the peak in the pit of my day, and there has been so many peaks, I don't really even know what the pit of my day would have been, honestly. Oh yeah, I do. Oh my God, the freaking drama in the middle of the day today. God, weirdo. And in front of my kids' friends, parents, so weird. Anyways, whatever. Just one more bit of proof. The peak of my, one of them, I mean, my neighbors coming through clutch. That was definitely a huge peak. I'd say the peak of my day has to be that after almost a decade of some random website talking about some boring mom from that does not have a life worthy of having 1,700 pages. How do people have 2 million followers on Instagram and have 250 pages and I have 1,700 pages and literally a private Instagram? But somehow in this season of my life, when I feel like this is when they are talking the most, it just disappeared. Well, I'll be if after 10 years of talking about my life every single day, I mean, from like
what I eat for breakfast to how I parent my kid to my life, my dad, my husband, my relationship, my store, my friends, my literal everything in the world. It's all deleted from the internet. Isn't that crazy? And I didn't ask for it. Even better. I feel like, what, did God just swoop down here and just delete the blog?
So, turns out, you're right. It does get better. Like, miles better. Way, way, way better than you could ever imagine. Just gotta get there. That's the hard part. So, I appreciate you guys. All your kind words, DMs, support. I love how everybody says I'm so much happier. We're talking about that at dinner tonight. I'm like, it's so weird. People keep saying I look so happy. Like, that's the number one message I get all day long. Hundreds and hundreds of them. All. I wish I could count them just so I could share it with you. But it's so weird because I'm like, I don't feel like I just feel. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, obviously, behind the scenes. But, like, I feel light and free and airy. And does that make sense? I don't know. I feel normal. I feel like my old self, honestly. And the idea that, like, I don't have to take any medicine. I don't even drink. I don't do anything to like make myself feel better or cope with any of this. It's such a testament to, you know, like, I don't know. I guess I should finish this sentence. How tough I can be. I never thought about that, huh? I swear I'm going to shut up. I'm almost done. I don't know what it is that makes me like so positive or makes me think positive in even the crappy situations. Like, I don't know other than the fact that my desire to show even just one single human being on the planet that like that she's at the end of her rope and that you do not have to let go of that rope. Like you cannot, because trust me, oh my God, I cannot. See, it'll make me emotional to her, but I was there, I promise, where I thought like, oh my God, this is just too much. Like, I feel like I'm going nuts. You're not crazy. You're not going nuts. Do not let go of that rope. Please, my God. If you need an example, just come right back here. I wish I could like save all the stuff in my highlights just so if you're ever feeling that way again. And you guys tell me in droves every day in my Instagram DMs, like, you know, I'm going through so much stuff and it's so helpful, all the stuff that you say. Listen, I lived it. I'm not just saying this. I'm not preaching. I'm getting paid to tell you this. No, literally like experienced the highest highs and the lowest lows. Like I have made millions of dollars. I built a fancy mansion. I had a big business. I've also like gone through heartbreak in front of the entire community on the internet. I've had my friends Instacart groceries to my house. I have literally like laid on my bathroom floor and just bawled my eyes out. But you have to get back up. You have to understand that you are not wrong. You are not crazy. You will see better days, I promise you. And if you don't believe that, you have to come right back here and you can watch, because I am totally fine to be the example because I know it is going to be worth it. One person, saving one person from feeling like they have to let go is absolutely worth every single thing I went through, times 10.
So in this Instagram story, she is once again being a little bit vague, but she is implying that something major happened that day and that people just wouldn't believe it. She said something about her neighbor. And then she says, if 10 out of 10 of the things that I said came to fruition, what does that tell you? I'm not bluffing. She shows her the room around her whenever she's talking about not bluffing. So it's unclear what she is referencing here. But then she starts to tie in some of the same false and defamatory statements that she has made before about how crazy everything is. And then she talks about how she got more proof and there was some sort of drama that happened in the middle of the day that day. She once again talks about how she had recently made her Instagram private and talks about how excited that she is that the troll blogs, as she calls them, are gone. And she's referencing the public Reddit thread being removed and the thread about her on Gomi being hidden from public view. She's making some seemingly inspirational statements about all the hard things she's been through and encouraging people to get back up and that she was able to make millions of dollars and build a big fancy house and that if she can do it, you can too. And she gets emotional and she starts to bite her tongue. But she, once again, is sort of going through the narrative that she wants to turn her mess into a message. Then she also says that she never enjoyed having a private account so much. She only wants to talk to the people that want to be there. And she is thankful for her people and also for the crazies that keep her entertained. The defendant makes a post on February the 8th of 2022, where she posts her actual credit score and some other financial information and talks about how proud she is of herself for being able to do this. One of the defendant's claims is that some sensitive financial information has been talked about on the internet and she never shared that. But this is an example of her sort of sharing anything and everything. So a lot of the information that she thinks is inside information is actually public record. And the remainder of it is information that she has given herself, but then she forgets that she gives that information. And so her posting a screenshot of her credit score and some other sensitive financial information is just an example of her truly showing anything. And so anything that she thinks is inside information that has been leaked likely came from her own mouth or her own posts. Then on February the 11th of 2022, the defendant made another live video.
Do what we do best. Make it look easy. Cry when the lights go. Like, I'm not sad about, like, I'm devastated, but I'm not sad about, like, I'm not scared about the future or anything like that. I am my business, so I don't worry about that at all. And like I've said before, I don't have an income cap, so I don't have a salaried job. I can make whatever I want to make, whatever I need to make. But like I've always said, I can't get on the internet and just be like, hey guys, want to buy my shirt today? If my life's fucking in shambles behind the scenes, okay? Because I just can't do that. So my life needed to not be in shambles anymore so I could get back on the internet and be the bad that I know I am. And so I had to get myself out of a situation where I was constantly being told that different things that weren't true, number one. And number two, where I just wasn't, I didn't feel safe. And so if that means that I have to let go of things, people, places, or things that didn't serve my purpose, then honey, we're moving on, out, on. And the crazy thing is y'all didn't even know for so long. So the trolls knew because the trolls had inside information, but y'all, good ass people, didn't know anything. Cause like me, we've been gone for a long time, but nobody knew that. So it's funny because some of y'all comment on my DMs and stuff from a long time ago and y'all would say stuff. And the cool thing is I can talk about stuff now because it's already on the internet. So it was already on the internet before I said it today. So today will be the first day that I'm saying the things that I'm saying, but it's already on the internet like 2 months ago. And how would it be on the internet if nobody knew, right? So crazy. Disgusting. Provable. So it is what it is. Another thing is when it comes down to like stuff like, you should never be jealous of another person, no matter what it is. No matter if you knew them, don't know them, if you met them before, if you are in a relationship with them, if you're any of that stuff, you should never. One thing I'm not is jealous of nobody. If you got something and I don't got it, either I didn't want it or it wasn't serving my purpose. At the end of the day, I'm just not like that. Like you know, there ain't a person on the planet will be like, oh my God, she's so jealous. Oh, there is, but they're all on the same blog and I can't see that no more anyway, so it's fine. They literally wrote me and said, we're still starking about you. You just can't see it. Well, guess what? I don't care. Stupid. If I can't see it, my kid can't see it, then that's all I care about. They used to literally send my kid links to the bad stuff that they would say. Like, you're a real sick human. You know, I love meeting people and they're like super overwhelmed. There's 400 people in here. What are y'all doing, guys? I love meeting people and they get super overwhelmed because I talk really fast or God, if you ever are around me and then there's someone like some new girl is like, calm me that. Don't tell me to calm down. I'm just naturally that kind of person. So one day I was at court and the judge is looking at me and the court reporter goes, can you slow down a little bit? I didn't catch all that. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm just a naturally excited person. I know, she was like, you can't even be mad at that. Like, I'm just a naturally excited person. I can't imagine how I was when I took. Golly, don't that stuff make you talk even faster? I don't know. My brain works faster than my mouth, for sure. So can you imagine how fast my brain? So the thing that I have in my brain, it's not ADHD, well, kind of probably it is a little bit of that too, but it's called low latent inhibition. And what it means is, so a normal person, they just look at a doorknob, it's just a doorknob. But me, I look at a doorknob and I think about what color it is, what shape it is, like how does it feel when you turn it? Is it hollow? Is it not? Is the door hollow? Does the door have ridges on it? Do you lock it with the butter knife or do you lock it with like just a little thing? How sturdy is it? Can you pop it open with a credit card? In 1 second, all those thoughts go through my head. So, excuse me, it's called low latent inhibition. And I mean, it's a blessing and a curse, honestly. People say, like doctors say it's a curse because it like makes you exhausted. But honestly, I'm exhausted because I watch too much Netflix. That they see the same thing. The list is miles long. I followed her since 08. And besides losing her father, she's been a target for cyberbullying and so much more. Also, that's okay, girl. People throw rocks at things that shine. Isn't that what Taylor Swift said? You know, listen, and if it was 100 people talking about me, maybe I would maybe believe some of it. But when it's like the same 4 or 5 people, that are all
You'll see. Oh, God.
In the beginning of this series of clips, she talks about how she needed to change her environment so that she could get back on the internet. Once again, this is part of her narrative that she hasn't been able to get on the internet, which we've already seen evidence of in the vast amount of videos and posts that I have shown throughout this entire podcast. She never got off the internet, nor has she been on the internet and not been able to talk about any of this stuff. She has talked about it at length. Constantly. She also talks about how the trolls had inside information before it was on the internet and they knew a few months ago. So at the time of this video, it is February of 2022. And I believe that she is referencing the divorce filings. She filed for divorce in March of 2021. And then her husband submitted a counter petition for divorce in November. Both times that was public record. And so when she's saying there's inside information months ago, I think that she's referencing that. She could also be referencing the court documents that were posted on Reddit. And those documents had to have been accessed by someone in the legal profession because those weren't public knowledge. So that is a true statement. However, just because they weren't public didn't mean someone with certain access that was not involved could not have accessed those documents and posted those. To this day, I don't know how those documents were posted, but she will often talk about how there was inside information posted that she never said, but now she is saying it. Then she also says that somebody messaged her and said, "We're still snarking on you. You just can't see it." And so I think that she's referencing the Gomi thread that went private to members only. But also if someone messaged her and her narrative is that I'm all of the people on Gomi and Reddit, then who is the person who messaged her? So she didn't allege here that they were me. So it has to be someone else. In the comments, there are people asking questions and speculating, and then other followers will reply back to them. And at one point, someone says, "She doesn't share all the details for legal reasons, but she's selling her dream home, separated from her husband, and working with an attorney to fight back for the terrible things." So she has just recapped exactly what is going on, but has replied in a comment to someone else that the defendant can't tell all of the details, even though she just recapped them. Another follower also responds and says, "The list is miles long. I followed her since 2008. And besides losing her father, she's been a target for cyberbullying and so much more." So her followers know the narrative. They know the details. And so they are taking it upon themselves to respond to people who are asking questions on her video that the defendant is not answering. She makes a comment, "Wow, there's 400 people on here." Once again, she has conditioned her followers. Whenever she posts vague things or anything dramatic, they know that when she gets on a video that they should tune in. And so once again, there are hundreds and hundreds of viewers on this live video where she is just putting her makeup on. She talks about having low latent inhibition, and she says how having that means that she can remember every single detail about everything, and that's how she's able to recall so many of the details in this case. Then on February the 14th of 2022, the same sort of top fan, top follower, customer of the defendant, a woman that I knew that made the post on October 30th about the fallen angel and the malignant devil, the one who earlier in this episode made a post about being geriatric and directed it towards me. She makes another post that is public on Facebook. And this post says, "I've lived a long time. I've seen a lot. If you really know me, you know some of the outrageous stuff I've seen and lived through. Right now, I'm seeing some stuff playing out that confuses me. Maybe a generational thing, but I just don't get it. Why would any male choose to team up with a few mean girls just to harass someone, play dirty tricks, which results in just proving to everyone what a petty little profanity he really is? After taking off his long-standing fake face mask, now showing his true face, taking overt actions that show an extreme lack of morality, judgment, and character, and just being a mean, petty little profanity. Well, his overt antics have now gotten everyone's attention. This is what he chooses to show them. Does he realize he will forever now be known as that guy, the one no one respects and no one ever trusts again, the little man? What kind of man would choose that reputation for himself? I don't get it, shaking my head." And then she has the hashtags, Idiots abounding everywhere. Hashtag fake men. Hashtag petty middle school behavior. Hashtag expensive tantrums. Hashtag weak men controlled by mean girls with an agenda. So this post, which over the next few days will reveal the true meaning, but this post is in reference to the defendant's husband. I find it interesting that this woman, who is completely grown, she is old enough to probably be my mother, be the defendant's mother, and that's sort of the relationship that she had with the defendant, is making this post about someone else's marriage, someone else's situation entirely, and uses the hashtag petty middle school behavior. It is unclear why she is inserting herself into this, but it's not the first time that she's inserted herself into all of this drama, and it also won't be the last. But she does make this post. She makes it public. She obviously wants people to see it and get someone's attention or multiple people's attention. I'm not really sure. But also the substance of what she is saying is completely fabricated. No one was working with anyone playing dirty tricks and whatever else she is saying. This is just more of the false and defamatory narrative that the defendant has been spreading for months on end at this point. Then on February the 14th, close to midnight, so also could be considered February the 15th, very early in the morning, the defendant makes another live video. And the following day is her deposition. It is also box day. And so she is getting online near midnight on this live video. She also makes an Instagram story that's a screenshot of her selling platform that says unable to access her store. And on the screen, she writes the words, on the night before box day, what a coincidence. So she makes that Instagram story and then she makes the following live video.
No, it's super late. Oh, I have to go to the bathroom, of course, right when I get on the camera. Okay, listen, friends, here's the deal. I know it's like so late. Trust me. I know. I just finished the box emails. I finally got back into my system. It's crazy what a coincidence. I just get kicked out of access to my own website at 11:24 p.m. on box night. So here's the deal. Boxes are live right now, and I made them live to everybody because January we didn't get to have a box because obviously my life's crazy right now. So this is how it's going to work. I'll probably try to do a video tomorrow, but I have to do something tomorrow, so I'm going to be away for most... Oh, y'all are getting... Here they come. Oh my gosh, hold on. I'm going to ignore that. Okay. So, I have to do something tomorrow that just so happened to get scheduled on box day. Again, must have been another coincidence, right? And I'm going to be gone all day long. Like, I'm not going to be able to talk to you till later in the afternoon. So, it makes me nervous because I don't like not being able to talk to you guys all day long on box day. I just sent out like 70,000 emails and they're all like coming back right now to tell me if somebody clicked on them or whatever they did. Anyways, okay, so with boxes, I'll try to make a video tomorrow when I get back from what I have to do during the day. But I need to focus on that right now. And I hate that I have to do this on box day. I don't care that I have to do what I have to do tomorrow. I've been ready for it for so long. Like, let's freaking go. Like, I'm getting on and popping at this point. But I hate that I have to do it on box day because I know there's going to be so many questions from everybody about box stuff. So I'm going to try to prep my brand ambassadors early in the morning and tell them what's going on. I'm going to be out of pocket from like 9 to 5 tomorrow or 9:30 to 5:30. I don't know. So if you've never bought a box, I would appreciate if you did. It would be even better if I could sell out of boxes while I was there. You know, I never care about that kind of stuff, but man, it would make me feel good. You know, like,
oh, yeah.
Joke's on you. Joke's on you either way, but joke's on you even more because my team came through and we done sold out of boxes. I won't even push it and say sold out of boxes by lunchtime. I just would love to sell out of boxes by 5 o'clock tomorrow. That'd be awesome. And if I don't, that's okay too. But if I do, I'll be so happy. Where will I be tomorrow? Oh, I wish I could tell you. In hell, literal hell, but it'll be okay. Honestly, I'm not nervous about it. I have like no anxiety. Here's my, I'm taking it since December. Look how many are left still. Makes me feel so good. So it's not going to be fun. It's heartbreaking, but it'll be worth it in the long run. And I have prepared for this like no one's business. So even tonight I was like, do I need to like go over things again? I don't know how to explain it, but I just will be in literal hell tomorrow for a little while. I don't want to cry. And I even say, I think about it and I just know
It's okay. Tomorrow's going to be a good day. And I know my staff is going to handle everything for me. And either way, at the end of the day, I'll be done by like 5:30. And then I will be fine. Guys, don't worry about me. I know it's going to be okay. I'm not nervous at all. I promise. Like, even my attorney was like, holy cow, we did not need to prep you at all. So it'll be good. But I do love that y'all are so concerned. Like, somebody asked me today. She was like, we don't know what's going on. How can we pray for you? And that's such a good question. Like, I've shared so much of my life with you. It's weird to not be able to just be like, oh my God, girl, do you know what the hell's happening right now? But eventually I'll get to a place where I can do that. I just have to get there, and it takes a while. Okay. I appreciate you guys so much. I really do. I can't even tell you. And I will be back to bed. Everything is going to be okay. I promise you. Can't wait. I'm going to have a big old party when all this stuff's over. And I told my friends yesterday, I was like, I'm inviting all of Instagram, literally everybody. I don't care if you're a troll, which I only got like 4 of them. We already know that. But I guess 6. Depends on. Never mind. Now's not the time to talk. Oh, good. I love y'all. I really do. I have the best life ever, even on days when I cry on Instagram. Whatever. Who cares?
She starts this clip by saying, oh, what a crazy coincidence that I got kicked out of my website on Box Night. And so there she's trying to imply, once again, some sort of hacking or some sort of digital interference with her backend website, which I was not doing anything. To my knowledge, no one else was doing anything. Sometimes that platform just goes down, but she takes every little thing and tries to tie it into her narrative. She's also being a little bit vague with her followers, and she was saying, I have to do something tomorrow, and it got scheduled on Box Day, and what a coincidence. Her deposition, this is the 5th time that her deposition has been scheduled. Also, whenever you're scheduling a deposition, you have to give dates that you're available. So you cannot just schedule a deposition and say, okay, well, you have to be there at this time. No, the process is you give your attorney dates that you're available. The attorney sees what dates that match up with yours that they are available. And then they circulate a series of dates to all of the other attorneys involved. And so she's saying, oh, it got scheduled on Box Day, like someone just purposefully scheduled it that day, when in reality, it's the 5th time we've rescheduled it. And the dates originated with her. She also says how she's prepared like nobody's business for this deposition. And she thought, should she go over everything again? But then she decided no, that she has been waiting for this day for a long time, implying that someone else has been delaying it, when in reality, she is the one who has delayed it every single time. And then she also makes another comment about how eventually she will be able to tell everyone what's been going on. And she makes comments all of the time about writing a book or a Netflix special, and she has continued her false and defamatory narrative even well after the verdict. At the time of this podcast recording, we are almost a year after the trial and verdict and judgment, and she is still going on with her false and defamatory narrative. And recently, it seems that she has even linked up with some other creators online and is trying to make it to where she will be able to tell her story on a larger platform. And there is a judgment against her for lying. A jury of her peers of 12 unanimously ruled that she lied about everything. And so attempting to get her story or her version of her story out on a larger platform just opens her up to further legal action, because her statements have already been proven to be false and defamatory. And so it'd be very unwise for anyone else to try and allow her a voice on their platform, because they can also be held legally accountable for that. Then she sort of ends it by saying, when all this is over, she's going to have a huge party. Everyone is invited, even the trolls, and how she only has 4 or 6. And I'm not really sure who all she is referring to. I know that obviously 2 of them, she's referring to H and I, because that's been her narrative this entire time. Now she's seemingly looping in her soon to be ex-husband. And I don't really know who the other ones are, but she makes a comment about how she is going to invite everyone and she doesn't even care if the trolls come. So she has talked at length about how she's been a stalking victim and how she didn't feel safe. And yet here she's joking about having a party and she doesn't even care who all is there, and specifically mentions what she calls her trolls. So we have now made it to the night before her deposition. The defendant's deposition will be taken on February the 15th of 2022 after being rescheduled 5 times. And leading up to this day was very emotional for me because it had already been rescheduled so many times and there had already been so many delays. I was going to be devastated if I got there the following morning and something happened to where we couldn't take this deposition because since the beginning, I have wanted her to stop. Since the beginning, my attorney had just told me, we just need to file a lawsuit that will stop it. It hasn't stopped it. So this nightmare has now continued at this point in time for about a year and a half or so. And I just want the legal process to continue so that we can get to the trial, we can get to the verdict and be done. And she will be told once and for all, these are lies. You have no proof. This has to stop. And so every time there was a delay, that light at the end of the tunnel was taken away. And so I was very nervous and anxious going into this day just for the fact that I didn't want it to be delayed again. I wanted more than anything to hold this deposition. I wanted more than anything to have my deposition and H's deposition and move this legal process along. So going into the night before this, I was nervous and scared that something would happen again. But thankfully, the next day we got there and we actually were able to take the defendant's deposition finally on February the 15th of 2022.
Next time on False and Defamatory. The defendant's deposition, after numerous delays, finally took place on February the 15th of 2022. At the beginning of this deposition, there was something interesting that happened. It is Tuesday, February 15th. The time is approximately 9:52 a.m. and we are on the record. The False and Defamatory podcast is hosted, edited, and produced by me, Crystal Wrighton, with music by Harry B. Ragsdale, who also serves as my audio engineer. First and foremost, I would like to thank my guests who generously shared their time and insight with us. I would also like to thank my husband, my mom, my children, my therapist, my attorneys, and trusted friends who walked with me through this process and made this podcast possible. Being able to finally speak the truth is incredibly healing, and I appreciate you listening more than I can accurately express. If you would like to continue receiving my latest episodes and stay up to date with my content, please subscribe to the False and Defamatory podcast on your preferred podcast platform and follow False and Defamatory on social media with the handle @FalseAndDefamatory. Links to False and Defamatory social media as well as my blog can be found in the episode notes and on falseanddefamatory.com. Listening to the False and Defamatory podcast is free on most platforms. However, if you prefer a video podcast or would like to see the documents discussed in the podcast shown on screen, you can subscribe to my Patreon, where you will enjoy these benefits as well as early access, bonus content, and ad-free listening. The defendant spread her false and defamatory claims to hundreds of thousands of followers for more than 2 years. My goal is to share the truth so it can reach each person who heard her lies. By sharing this podcast, you can help me achieve that goal. Your support means everything to me and helps me reach a wider audience. So please hit that subscribe button and share this podcast with those you think would benefit from it. Thank you again for sharing and for listening. All social media posts referenced in this podcast were included in the evidence in case number 096-321-67820 in the 96th District Court of Tarrant County, Texas, where the jury unanimously ruled in my favor on August 24th, 2022. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the False and Defamatory podcast does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Views and opinions expressed by the guests are those of the guests and do not necessarily reflect the view of the False and Defamatory podcast or Crystal Wrighton. Please do not make any attempts to reach out to the defendant or her followers. Names have been redacted to protect the privacy of the defendant and her army of followers who commented on her public posts. The unanimous jury verdict has not only provided me with justice, but also allows me to share my story. The purpose of this podcast is to share the truth and to provide educational content regarding defamation and social media. If you have any questions about this or to view the documents discussed in this episode, please visit falseanddefamatory.com.